Exercise W38. Summarizing listening passages. 1. Now listen to part of a lecture.
During the Depression era in the United States, President Roosevelt's administration started innovative and often controversial cultural programs to ease unemployment among artists and writers, while at the same time give the general public access to the arts. One scheme funded under the Federal Writers Project employed nearly 7,000 writers at its peak in 1936. The funding provided work for both novice and experienced writers, many of whom went on to acquire literary reputations. Writers interviewed over 10,000 people from different regions, ethnic groups, and occupations about major areas of their life. The wide diversity was encouraged by the administrators, keen to foster tolerance and promote a sense of national identity during the difficult period of the 1930s. People interviewed included those from all walks of life, business executives to vagrants. Many interviewees told of their upbringing in the 19th century and included recollections of historic people or important events. Included among the informants were a large number of former slaves, whose memories offer a vivid account of conditions before and after the abolition of slavery. These vivid and often sad accounts of life histories were originally intended for publication in a series that would form a documentary portrait of everyday life in America. Unfortunately, the project was never fully realized, partially due to the redirection of national priorities with the United States entering World War II. However, the raw material collected remains a valuable resource for historians and provides insight into the lives of ordinary people of a bygone era. Furthermore, several of the project writers found that the knowledge and experiences they had gathered from their research was an invaluable source for their own literary creations.